Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Anthony Johnson, and welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. So let's get right to it. Here we go again. So everybody is breaking out the candles and the teddy bears and the crying, et cetera, because of the school shooting recently in Florida in which 17 teenagers died. That was perpetrated by this American terrorist, Nicholas Cruz. You know, but once again, there's all this outrage. This is all this outrage going on regarding, you know, these guys going around and shooting these American terrorists, call them what they are. You know, but once again, they're given carte blanche, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stress this enough. We have a political system that is so corrupt that it's not, they're not even hiding their corruptibility now. I mean, you do know that they keep a price tag on how much money the National Rifles Association, which is, you know, short for, I mean, the long version, long term, long worded version of the NRA. So they give millions of dollars to politicians to ensure that they never pass any type of comprehensive gun legislation. And they haven't done it. They haven't done it. The Republicans receive something over a total of all the Republicans in Congress have received well over $40 million from the NRA. That's a lot of money to spread around. And not one Republican in Congress, not one, have said, you know what, I don't want your money. What I want is gun control. We have to do something about these guns that are just saturating our communities. You can walk up off the street, walk into certain Walmarts and buy them, gun stores, buy them, no background checks, nothing. Just here you go, give me the money, here's your gun. It's you know, everybody is stunned. Everybody's walking around like, I can't believe they did this. I can't believe 17 teenagers were murdered by an American terrorist. But as I said, the NRA and the politicians that you have elected, particularly from the Republican side, don't care about you. They don't care about your family. They don't care about the carnage. They have to sit there and do nothing because the NRA has bought them. They're bought. They're bought and paid for. Think about it for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Step back and say, "Wait, you know what? Anthony's right. There is no pieces of legislation that's not even on the table." Like, when was the last time you heard a Republican say, we have a comprehensive plan to address this gun violence, particularly of white men going out and shooting, killing innocent people? Not one. There's not one piece of legislation. Whose fault is that? Well, it's definitely the lawmakers who are currently in Congress who aren't doing anything. But I would ask you to, you know, pick up your computer or pick up your phone that you listen to the Anthony Johnson Show with. Walk into the bathroom, okay, and then look into the mirror because you are the blame. You're doing this. Every single time you go out and you vote for these people, you are giving them carte blanche to ensure that there will never, ever be any laws passed to address the gun violence in this country. You're doing it. So save all the, oh, woe is it, we're sending prayers. Oh, we're sending prayers and our thoughts or whatever. That don't mean a hill of beans. Because thoughts and prayers will not bring those innocent kids back. Thoughts and prayers will not bring all the victims back who have been murdered because some racist idiot decides that they're going to go out today and be famous. It's your fault. Own it. Every single time you go out and do it, what are you upset for? Are you upset because you're really, you know, sorrowful for the loss of those innocent lives, or are you upset because you're saying, man, I keep going out and voting for these people and they keep doing the same thing? Why is that happening? Why every time I vote for these people they won't do anything? Because they're not going to ever do anything. They're never going to do anything. And yet you keep going out and pulling the lever for them. Or you stay home and not vote at any level of this government, local, state, or federal. But soon the carnage is brought to your doorstep, you're standing there asking, why is this happening? It's happening because you are letting it happen. The American people have become docile and frightened. 9/11 changed this country forever, and it made a lot of people scared, frightened. You keep going and electing the same people, expecting them to say, oh, yeah, we get it now. Yeah, you know what? We're tired of these shootings, too. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Let's pretend and say, all those Republicans the only thing that come out of their mouths is that our thoughts are with their families and our prayers go out to them. All those individuals, you know, I'd like to see what these so-called, serious journalists to say, yeah, Senator such and such, that's not even nice. It's actually pathetic. But you keep saying your thoughts and prayers go out, but how is it that you have not proposed any type of gun legislation since you've been there? You've been there 10 years. You've been there 5 years. You've been there 8 years. You've been there 20 years. You've never got together with some Republicans, some Democrats across the party line, and said, look, let's put together. You have never done that. So you see how hollow and inconsiderate and ignorant and idiotic you sound when you say your thoughts and your prayers go out to those victims? You're guilty of their death because you don't pass anything. And for those families who lost their children, you know, I sure hope, I like to hope that they didn't go out and vote for the Trumps, that they didn't go out and vote for these same people, because that has to hurt even more. To say, I went out and voted for Trump, or I went out and voted for these Republicans, and, you know, my daughter is dead, my son is dead, because they wouldn't pass comprehensive legislation to stop this carnage. How difficult is that going to be, knowing that, you know, it could have been prevented? Now, once again, everybody's saying we demand that the NRA, that we demand that Congress do something regarding NRA and get these off. This goes on for 2 weeks. So it started today. By the end of next week, they'll move on to another story. Look, when children were massacred in Sandy Hook Elementary School, these kids were not even double digit in age. When they were slaughtered and murdered in cold blood, and no legislation was passed to stop the carnage from ever happening again, you honestly thought that the killing was going to stop? You didn't think the killing was going to only escalate because there was no legislation put in place? So you got all these individuals that come out and say, look, I'm mad at the world. So I'm going to take my frustration out on the world. I'm going to take my frustration out on the citizens, innocent citizens, because, you know, it is what it is. So you just keep electing those same politicians that take money from the NRA, who will never pass gun legislation. You keep electing those politicians who say, you know, after the people are dead, oh, our prayers go out to the victims. And then when the cameras turned away, they start laughing because they feel like that's all they, you know, that's all they need to say. Our prayers go out with, to the family. Hey, don't forget that we got a midterm elections come up, so make sure you vote for me. No, 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 I'm not going to do any legislation. I'm definitely not trying to create any legislation to address the gun issues in this country. But, you know, go ahead and vote for me. I did not just say our prayers go out to the victims. Shouldn't that be enough? Our thoughts and prayers go out. That's like a talking point. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. Those families don't want your thoughts, and they don't want your prayers. But here's the thing that we've been looking at, and I've had several discussions with people in the past about this. Riddle me this. Why is mental illness the go-to line for white men who commit acts of terrorism against people of color and people in general in this country? Why is it easier to excuse that plain hatred and vicious racism and just, you know, anger and bitterness? See, Nicolas Cruz, he went into his high school and he shot it up and killed killed 17 people. But he was part of one of these white supremacist groups. She was training with these white supremacist groups. And as a matter of fact, after this monster did what he did, the white supremacist group that he, you know, was training with, basically took credit. Like, we own that. Yes, he's one of us. He's one of us. Yeah, that type of party. He's one of us. See, most people, you got to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that I learned when I was in high school. Most people with mental illness are not violent. Let me say that again. Most people with mental illnesses are not violent. As a matter of fact, only 3-5% of violent acts can be attributed to individuals living with a serious mental illness. And this is from the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Only 3.5%. Okay? So that means the other 93 to 97% of those who have mental disabilities are not violent, meaning that they're not going to take guns, go buy guns, and go and shoot them up. In fact, people with severe mental illnesses are more than 10 times more likely to be victims of violent crime than the general population. 10 times more likely to be the victim of violent crimes than the general public. See, the label mental illness, when referred to white men who committed bigoted violence, is a dangerous cover-up. It downplays the contribution of racism. Mental illness elicits sympathy. The attorney for this Nicolas Cruz, the predator who went in and shut up the school in Florida, first thing came out of their mouths was he is a sick child. That's what they said. He's a sick child. You see the game that they're playing. Use the mental card. Use the kid card. He's 19 years old. So some people say, well, you know, technically, Anthony, he is a kid. I mean, he's 19 years old. But isn't it interesting how white kids and white men in general, when they commit crimes, they're kids? So how does the saying go? The definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing expecting a different result. So how do we change, stop making excuses for evil white men out here that's engaging in American terrorism? How is it that folks expect racism to go away when nothing has been done at a structural or institutional level to dismantle it? And many who remain in their own silos perpetuate it directly and indirectly. In fact, this country has doubled down on it. How else do you explain why the election of Donald Trump? According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, ladies and gentlemen, the number of hate groups in this country rose for 2 years in a row, 2016, as the radical right was energized by the candidacy of Donald Trump. The Southern Poverty Law Center's annual census of extremist groups reports that 37% of over 1,000 bias instances directly reference Trump. So from that moment, Donald Trump became the GOP nominee for president. His misogyny and bigotry became the kindling and fuel for white people who live in fear to act out their hatred on others. So we need to leave mental illness out of it. This is not a mental illness thing. And I can tell you, as I just referenced, the organization, the United States Department of Health and Human Services, I really wish they get more involved in this. Because every single time a white person engaged in mass shootings, the first thing they want to say is that this person is unstable. Oh, it must be something wrong with him mentally. According, this is where we are. If you listen, and if you listen to the media outlets, the major media outlets, you won't hear the word terrorism. Nicholas Cruz is being called everything except what he is, a terrorist. A sick child, a misunderstood boy. He engaged in a mass shooting. They will not say that he is a terrorist that performed a terroristic act. The word terrorism used in coverage for Wednesday shooting, you haven't heard the white male suspect, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, described as a possible terrorist by mainstream news organizations. And if coverage of other recent shootings by white men is any indication, he never will be. Instead, the go-to explanation for his alleged actions will be mental illness. He will be humanized and called sick. He'll be called sick. The U.S. media outlets practice a different policy when it comes to crimes involving African Americans, people of color, and Muslims. Or Muslims, I should say. As suspects, they are quickly characterized as terrorists and thugs, if not always explicitly using terms motivated purely by evil intent instead of external injustices, while white suspects are lone wolves. Like I said, when I hear somebody say, when they talked about the Vegas shooter, they kept calling this guy a lone wolf. He's a lone wolf. And I'm talking about so-called liberal news outlets. He's a lone wolf. Chuck Norris, who was taught by Bruce Lee, did a movie years back in the 80s, called Lone Wolf McQuade. And it was about this cop. He did things his way. He was a lone wolf. He took on the mob and by himself, Lone Wolf McQuade. That's a badge of honor. So when the media labeled this guy, this Vegas shooter as Lone Wolf, it was actually paying credit. They were giving him credit. Charleston Mayor Joseph Riley. Had emphasized during the shooting, Dylan Roof, when he went into the black church and killed all those people, he called it one hateful person. It was the act of just one hateful person. Violence by black and Muslim people is systemic, demanding response and action from all who share their race or religion. Even black victims are vilified. Their lives are combed for any infraction or hint of justification for the murders or attacks that befall them. Trayvon Martin was wearing a hoodie, which was as much responsible for his death as George Zimmerman. Remember after the case, the Trayvon Martin case, and they talked to one of the jurors. She kept saying it was both of their faults. That's why she couldn't convict Trayvon George Zimmerman, because it was both their faults. Trayvon Martin is walking down the street with a drink and Skittles in his hand. He is not doing anything illegal. You know, this guy, he decides to follow him, and then, you know, everything escalated. George Zimmerman. Even at the time, Fox's Geraldo Rivera concluded. He then there was another issue with Michael Brown, the young man Michael Brown. Like, he tried to hurt the cop. Or he when he lost his life, the first thing they did was they did a background check. Oh, here's an old video of him going into a store and stealing a cigar. Eric Garner sold Lucy, so he was strangled to death by a New York police detective. So he had it coming. He had it coming. This is what we consistently go through in this country. There's this dichotomy, and there, as I like to term it, two Americas. There's America for, unfortunately, just white people, and then there's an America for everybody else. And the justice system is clear on that. The American justice system is clear that there are two court systems. There's one for white people, and then there's one for minorities. In America, a minority can't make a mistake. If something happened to me, God forbid, you know, let's say a cop pulled me over or whatever, and words were said, and cop shoots me, I'm dead. You know, everything that I've done, you know, for the community and things of that magnitude, they would be looking for something to paint me as a bad person. They would do that. So when white people commit crimes, particularly terroristic, and just like, no, they're just, you know, they are sick, they need help, you know, we have to do something for them. When people of color, black people do something, it's that they are, this is who they are. They are monsters. There is nothing we can do for them. We just need to jail them. If the police kill them, or if a citizen, a black citizen happens to kill them, like I said, like Zimmerman did to Trayvon Martin, it's like, okay, that's okay. He had to do what he had to do because there was nothing that this kid, you can't save him. He's gone. And that's been the notion for decades in this country. When the white kids back in the 50s with the gangs in New York, when they were getting in trouble, it was like, no, they're just misguided. They need some mentoring. They need some leadership. The same, and the black kids and Latino kids had gangs too. It was like, there's nothing we can do for them. I mean, they can't be helped. You have to just put them in jail and forget about them. This is where we are in this country. Can you imagine if a black person or a Muslim went into a school and did that? They're going to be called a terrorist. No doubt about it. No argument. No conversation. Terrorist. In public discussions, black children often morph into potentially menacing adults after they've been victimized, while white mass shooters are portrayed as children. So, for example, Tamir Rice. When Tamir Rice, a 12-year-old boy, shot by police in Cleveland while playing with a toy gun, the police called him a young man. They kept saying a young man, young man, young man, young man. But James Holmes, who was 25 when he shot dozens at an Aurora, Colorado movie theater, was frequently defined by his youth in media profiles, which described him as a normal kid, typical American, a smart kid. Tamir Rice was not called these things. He was simply called a 12-year-old, basically, I'm sorry, he was called a young man. 12 years of age, but he was called a young man. A 25-year-old is called a normal kid, typical American kid, and smart kid. The media, and even the so-called liberal media, has been complicit in fanning the flames of bigotry and give rise to the Nicholas Cruises in this country that engage in terroristic behaviors because they don't hold them accountable. The media is not holding them accountable. The media is not saying this was a terrorist act by an American. So it's an American terrorist act and something needs to be done. We're not going to take it easy on this guy. We're going to make sure that we tell the truth about what this guy is, what this man is. He's 19 years old, but this is what he went out and did. Those 17 youth will not be coming back. Every parent can tell you, and I'm a parent, can tell you that the worst thing that could ever happen to them is for their children to die before they did. They do. These 17 children, parents, are going to have to live with that for the rest of their lives, and they will never, ever be the same. And instead of trying to honor those 17 fallen children who did nothing wrong other than go to school and try to learn something to be better productive citizens in the world for tomorrow, they're dead, and they're never coming back. And instead of trying to honor them, the politicians, and say, this is it, we're done with this. Enough. NRA, keep your money. We're done with this. We are going to pass legislation to help people. Instead, all the families get, the victims, all the victims' family get was a, your thought from the politicians is, you're in our thoughts, and we're sending you prayers. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the Anthony Johnson Show. It was a quick 30 minutes. I had a lot to talk about and had a lot to say about this issue and this topic. And I hope we can figure out what we need to do. Don't forget, I'm running for state representative tomorrow, Saturday, the 17th. I will begin campaigning, getting signatures to get on the ballot. For those who live in Philadelphia, if you're interested in coming out and helping me and volunteering, I would greatly appreciate it. I end tonight's show with this edition of We Can Be the Outcome. I'm not a pastor or bishop, imam or rabbi, and I don't play one on television either. However, too many people think simply, quote, I'll just pray, sit back, and I'll let God do all the work. Well, God, Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, wants us to do more than just pray. In addition to prayer, we must get action and be vigilant in achieving the goals through effort. Too many of us still haven't figured it out. And alas, many will never will. And finally, let's stop saying violence. If bringing stop violence in schools, we cease once prayer is put back. The violence will stop once we put prayer back into schools. Putting prayer back into schools will not stop terrorists from murdering innocent men, women, and children. Mm-hmm. I guess having prayer in school will require the terrorists to say a prayer just before killing the innocent. Good night.